Hello, everybody.
大家好。
Thank you, 那个张姐妹。Thank you for your sharing your family and your love.
张姐妹，谢谢你分享你的家庭和你的爱。
I really appreciate how it's the journey of change and trying and wrestling.
我非常欣赏你这个过程，你这个挣扎的过程。
And I think I feel it's so beautiful when there are fruits coming from our obedience.
我觉得非常的美，因为你的顺服结了好多果子。
When we break God's, like the fruit that God promises, the goodness starts to come.
当我们被破碎的时候，神应许我们的好果子，它就会开始结出来。
And that is what I want to share with everybody today.
这就是我今天想分享的。
All right. So to start, everybody, good afternoon.
大家下午好。
I'm here today to speak to you, God's word.
我今天来到这里是要跟你们分享神的话语。
I am not here to tell you to express what I think.
我来到这里不是要表达我自己的想法。
I'm not here to use this place to tell you something on my mind.
我不是要使用这个场地、这个舞台来告诉你我自己的想法。
I have to hear from God and ask God, what do you want me to say?
我要聆听神的声音，我要求问神，神，你今天要我讲什么？
And if I have something I want to say, I need to put it down.
如果我自己有很多的想法，那我应该把这些想法放下。
Because I'm here to tell you what God wants to say to you.
因为我今天在这里是要跟大家说，神要跟我们说什么。
I love this family.
我爱这个家庭。
I really want every one of us to taste to have the fruits, to see the good, to taste the goodness that God has in store for us.
我真的渴望大家可以尝到神对我们的美好心意。
I don't lord it over you.
我不是高高在上，我不是在这里做主。
I don't feel like, oh, you just hear my word and you do whatever you want with it. I don't care. I'm not like that.
我不是觉得哦，你听这个话，你爱听不听都随你便，我不是这样子。
I love this family,
我爱这个家。
and I want what's best, and for everyone to receive the full goodness that God has in store.
我希望大家可以真的，品尝到神的美好。
And lastly, everything I say has to, the Bible has to agree with everything I say.
最后我说的每一句话要符合圣经。
If what I say, the Bible says that's not right,
如果我说的话，然后圣经说，这不对。
then I'm wrong.
那我是错的。
What I say, don't listen.
我说的话，你就不要听。
And if the pastors don't like what I say,
而且如果牧师们不喜欢我说的，
then they're right, I'm wrong.
那他们是对的，我是错的，
Because they're the authority.
因为他们是权柄。
And I think I really appreciate 张姐妹, like what you shared about your love and your family. I want to use that as an example again.
我非常欣赏张姐妹，讲她的家庭和她的爱，我想再使用她的见证。
Because Bible tells us God has good things, good promises in store for us.
因为圣经告诉我们，神在我们身上有美好的旨意。
All good gifts, perfect gifts are from above.
所有的好的、美好的东西，所有完美的东西，都是从神而来的。
I went not long ago. I went with my wife on a hike.
不久前我跟我妻子去爬山。
And we got to the top. We were like 1,500 meters up, like high.
我们爬到最顶上，爬了大概1,500米那么高。
And we saw all the view and all the beauty, all the forest in front of us.
然后在我们眼前就是那么大的一片森林。
And at the top, it's winter, it's cold, it's very windy.
在上面是冬天，非常的冷，而且风吹得非常的大。
But there, I saw something at the top that touched me.
可是我在上面看到一个东西，让我非常的感动。
I saw two birds.
我看到了两只鸟。
They are not crows.
他们不是乌鸦。
They're very big black birds, two of them.
他们非常大，非常黑，有两只。
I saw two ravens, one male, one female.
是两只。渡鸦，一个是男，一只是一只是母，一只是公，一只是母。
Did you know that when two ravens they bond, when they bond, they will find a home, and they will be together for life until they die.
你知道在渡鸦里面，当他们找到另一半的时候，他们会。永远在一起，一辈子都在一起。他们会一起创造一个家，然后会一辈子都在一起。
And at the top of this small, this peak, at this mountain top, we saw two ravens who made that small place their home.
然后在山顶，我看到有两只渡鸦，他们在山顶上做了一个窝。
And we were so cold. It's a very cold place.
我们很冷，因为山上真的很冷。
And I felt touched. I felt touched that God will show us that God. I felt God was showing me that even birds can bond and have love.
可是我非常的感动，因为我感觉神在给我看，既然是鸟，它们都可以有这么深的连接和爱情。
They even in two birds.They will just naturally. They're not thinking about anyone else. They just they're not. It doesn't matter how they argue. They just naturally just connect. Once they connect, they bond, and they just trust.
我觉得在这两只鸟里面，我很感动，因为他们非常自然的就在一起，他们不会想，要争吵啊，他们不会想，要分开啊，他们就有那么天真的连接，而且是一辈子的连接。
Even two ravens, they can live, they can express God's good intentions to us.
甚至是在两只渡鸦里面，他们可以彰显神的美好，神对爱情的美好旨意。
But if we don't obtain, if we don't have and receive and obtain the character,
可是如果我们不拥有那个品格
，if we don't align ourselves, if we don't submit and align ourselves to the character needed.
可是，如果我们不降服，我们不降服，不去得到这需要的品格。
If we don't have that, what we need in order to cultivate true love and intimacy, we won't enter into that promise.
可是，如果我们没有那个品格去培育，爱情和亲密关系，那我们没有办法进入到神的应许里面。
How many know that it takes wisdom and commitment to love?
你们在这里谁知道我们需要智慧 我们需要
It's okay.
智慧，
And humility.
还有谦卑，才可以才可以一直在这种真正的爱情里面。
对，and we need these things in order to foster the love that God meant for us.
我们真的需要这些品格，我们需要这些东西，才可以培育，神，想赐给我们的那种爱情。
And if we don't remove the things in us that will hurt love, love will suffer.
可是，如果我们不逃离我们自己的肉体，这些会伤害爱情的东西，那我们的爱情一定会受损。
Listen to me. I don't care how many people live whatever way.
你听我讲，我根本都不在乎其他人是怎么，他们怎么过生活。
I don't care how many people live.
我不在乎世界上有多少人就是随随便便的在过生活。
If we don't remove ourselves from what hurts love, we will hurt love.
如果我们不逃离在我们里面会伤害爱情的东西，那我们的爱情一定会被伤害到。
Rudeness, anger,
怒气，不尊重。
Insecurity and control.
没有安全感，还有操纵。
How many of you guys know God, in God, we can find our security?
你们在这里谁知道在神里面我们可以找到我们的安全感，我们的安全。
Some of you in your lives, you are crying out, you need, you want some grounding, some security.
我们有些人在这里的有些人，你们的心在呼喊，在呼求，因为你们需要那种安全感。
Once I was asked before.
有一次有一个人问我一个问题。
Like, because in our society, I'm a man, so in our society, for men, it's pretty normal to like to try relationships with women, with many girls.
我是个男人，而且现在在我们现在社会里面，好像是个常态，就是非常正常。如果一个男人去追求很多的女生
yeah, overtime or whatever.
哎呀，可能对，随着时间的随着时间会追求很多女生。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and people would ask me, someone like you, how many girls have you been with?
然后其他人会问我，哦，像你这样的人，你追求过多少个女生呀？
Listen, I don't care how many people live a certain way.
你要听，我不在乎世界上有多少个人是随便的过，随便的活。
We care about love.
我们在乎爱情。
But I think it's not a big deal if I meet some girls.
我在乎爱情，可是同时我又觉得，哦，好像我追很多女生也不是一个很大的问题。
Do you guys see something wrong with that?
你觉得这里面有没有问题呢？
It doesn't work.
它这样不行啊，它不行。
It doesn't work.
它不行，不可以这样子。
We have to submit. In order to receive, in order to enter in to the promises of God.
我们必须要享福才可以进入神的美好的应许。
Do you want to see the promises of God in your life?
你想不想看到神对你的应许成就呢？在你的身上成就。
Let me tell you one key.
我告诉你一个要点。
We have to change something about our thinking.
我们要改变我们的思想。
And that is,
那就是,
it's not about you.
那就是, 重点不在于你。
It's not about you. It's about him.
重点不在于你，重点在于神。
You want to see God's goodness in your life?
你想看到神在你身上的美好？
Do you want God to use you?
你想神使用你吗？
The key is to stop saying, "What about me? Me, me?"
重点不是一直说我呢，我呢，我呢。
God, what about me?
神，那我呢？
When will I get what I want?
我什么时候可以得到我想要的？
When will things go my way?
什么时候我的东西可以开始顺利？
When? How is it going to be, God? Who will it be, God?
什么时候会发生？
Why is it like this to me, God?
为什么这事情在我身上发生？
How can things be like this?
怎么可以这样子？
Stop saying me, me, me.
你不要再说我，我，我。
And start saying, I'm here, God.
你要说神，我在这里。
God, what is on your heart? I'm here.
神，你的心是什么？我在这里。
So when I was a little bit younger,
在我
I'm very young.
我非常年轻，可是在我更要年轻的时候。
There was a time when I thought, I want a nice girl.
我对自己想，我想要一个好的姑娘。
I would tell God, I like a girl like this.
我会跟神说，哦，我想要这样子的姑娘。
These things I like.
这些品格我喜欢。
Maybe we like a strong spouse. Maybe we like a reliable spouse, a beautiful wife. We like lots of things.
有可能我们喜欢很强势的女生，有很强势的配偶，或者我们喜欢一个我们可以依靠的，或者我们喜欢一个非常美丽的、非常帅的。
Do you know what God said to me?
你知道神对我说什么吗？
God said, trust me with that.
神说，这些东西，这件事情上，你要信靠我。
He told me to let go. Okay, thanks for telling me. Now let go of those things.And trust, let go of those things and give them to me.
神说好啊，谢谢你告诉我。那你现在把这些东西放下，你交给我，你相信我。
Now follow me, follow my word and do what it says.
你要首先，你要先跟随我，并且遵行我的话语。
And so I let go.
所以我就放下了。
And so I stopped being trapped, wondering, God, what's happening? When will it happen?
我没有困在我的思想里面，我没有困在一直在问神在发现在在发生什么事情，什么时候这件事情可以成就呢？
How will it happen?I want it. When will you give it to me? I want it.
它怎么会发生？我好想要，你什么时候给我？我好想要。
Of course I wanted it.
当然。
But I gave it to God.
当然我想要，可是我交给了神。
Do you know what giving it to God means?
你知道交给神是什么意思吗？
It means that I will first put it to the side, and I'm just going to focus. I'm going to focus on God. How do I just focus and obey you?
你知道交给神是什么意思吗？就是我先把这件事情放在一边，我现在专注在神的身上，我专注在顺服神。
The Bible teaches us how to be like Jesus.
圣经教导我们怎么可以效法耶稣。
And so God taught me how to be brave.
所以神教我怎么成为一个勇敢的人。
God taught me how to protect.
神教我怎么保护。
God taught me how to be just.
神教我怎么行公义。
To be honest, it's not always easy. To be humble.
神教我怎么做诚实人，不是那么容易的。神教我怎么谦卑。
And the time came, and God happened to bring someone to me.
然后呢，时间到了，然后神就把一个姑娘带在我生命当中。
But the most important thing is this.
可是最重要的是这个。
The key is this, I should say.
要点是这个。
I followed God.
我跟随了神。
And when God brought a woman to me,
然后我跟随了神，然后神带一个姑娘到我生命里面之后呢，
God had already taught me how to be a true man.
到那时候，神已经教了我怎么做一位真男人。
Maybe for some of you, it's a true woman.
或者有这里有些人可能是个真女人。
And I could cherish cherish her and cherish and support her and raise her up and our relationship.
当那时候我已经可以，我已经学会怎么珍惜她，怎么珍惜她，怎么鼓励她，怎么让她可以，让她和我们的关系可以越来越好，越来越强。
How many of you know that God did not give you men a girl so that you can have your way?
在这里谁知道神没有把女人分配给男人，好叫男人就是想怎么样就怎么样。
How many of you know the greatest you'll be the lowest? If you a real man will raise up his wife.
你们在这里谁知道一个真男人会扶持他的妻子？
The wife also, you raise up your husband.
妻子也会扶持丈夫。
But I'm not a wife. So,God taught me you how to be a real man.
可是我不是妻子，所以神教我怎么做一个真男人。
Yeah, if I didn't let go, if I could never trust God, and I was just always in insecurity, this would not have happened.
如果我没有放手，如果我没有去相信神，我一直在我的无安全感里面，那这些东西可能都不会发生。
God gives good things.
神赐的都是美好的。
Let me tell you another important thing.
我再告诉你第二个要点。
Can you say with me the word process?
你可以跟我一起说过程这两个字吗？
It takes a process to be broken.
被破碎是一个过程。
Can you say with me?过程，
你可以跟我一起说过程吗？
Yeah, it is a process to be broken.
被破碎是一个过程。
We need to be broken to enter God's goodness and promises.
我们必须要被破碎才能进入到神的应许当中，神的美好旨意当中。
Let me tell you, God's promises is worth any price.
我告诉你。神的应许真的值得任何的代价。
Playing around and doing things my way, with love will never give me something comparable to what even those ravens had.
如果我就随随便便的，如果我按照我自己的方式去做事，我去玩爱情，那我根本都不会得到。我根本都不会得到一个真实爱情，可能都比不上我在山上看的那两只鸟一样，那个、爱情一样。
This is why God's word tells us that when someone finds his kingdom, like a treasure in a field, he will hide, he will sell everything so he can get the treasure.
这是为什么神告诉我们，当有一个人找到神的国，像找到一个宝物一样，他会卖掉所有东西为了得着那个宝物。
It's worth it.
他真的值得。
It's a process to be broken.
是一个被破碎是一个过程。
Joseph in the Bible was very gifted with a calling.
在圣经里面的约瑟，他非常。他非常有天分，他有呼召，他非常有恩赐。
And on top of that, he would get dreams about the future.
在那个之上，他还可以看异梦，他还可以知道未来要发生什么事。
And he was so talented, he thought he was so good.
他非常有恩赐，他以为自己好厉害。
He thought he was something.
他觉得自己是一个好好。
And so he lorded it over people.
所以他就开始高高在上。
He said to all his family, "I dreamed you will all bow and kneel in front of me."
所以他跟他家人说，我梦见你们都要跪在我的面前。
And then he looked at his dad.
然后他看他爸爸说，
"You will kneel before me."
你要跪在我面前。
How many of you know that Joseph had to be broken for God to use him.
在这里，谁知道约瑟必须要被破碎，神才可以用他。
God had a good will for him, but he had to be broken.
神在他的身上有个美好旨意，可是约瑟要先被破碎。
If he wasn't broken, he can't have it.
如果他没有被破碎，他得不到。
And he was betrayed, he was sold as a slave by his own family.
而且约瑟被卖到埃及去做奴隶。
And there he worked hard, and he worked hard, and he got promoted.
在埃及，他非常的努力，而且他又被提升。
And then he got betrayed again, and now he's in prison.
可是他又被出卖，而且他又进监狱了。
He's lucky he's not dead.
他其实还挺幸运，他没有死掉。
Finally, God promoted him, and he became almost like the king, the pharaoh in Egypt.
终于神提升了他，而且提升他到一个地位，他跟埃及的法老都差不多的地位。
At the end of the at when he was broken, Joseph was now saying, "It's God used me. This is God's will."
他被破碎之后，约瑟终于说：“是神使用我，这是神的旨意，
It's not me.
不是我。”
If I have talent, I know, but it's not me.
可能我有一些恩赐，我知道，可是不是我。
My brothers betrayed me. All my hurt, God, it's God, it's God.
我的弟兄们出卖了我，欺骗了我，我受了伤，可是这都是神。我认识一个阿姨，她是一个讲员。
I know of a famous speaker, a lady.
她不只是讲员，她还是一个非常有名的作家。
She's not only a public speaker, but and a figure, but she's most famous for her writing.
她在中国，她写了好多小书。
In China, she wrote many, many books.
她还可以去写电影。
And she's also a talented movie writer.
她还长得非常漂亮。
She's also very good looking.
呀，她真的非常优秀，她真的拥有很多。
She's very excellent, and she has many things.
她也是一个爱神，她是一个虔诚的基督徒。
She's also a committed Christian who loves Jesus.
可是我听这个讲员，讲他的经历时候，他的生命当中有一个很深的破碎。
But when I had the opportunity to hear her speak, she shared about a deep brokenness in her life.
这个阿姨她没有办法，生孩子，她没有办法怀孕。
This woman, she was without child, and she could not conceive.
在10年的当中，她怀上了大概有10次。
In a span of 10 years of trying, she got pregnant 10 times.
她还用各种的方式，现在科技比较发达，所以她还用各种的方式去试。
She tried many methods. There's a lot of scientific development, so she tried many ways.
可是，每一次，她的孩子都流掉了。
But every time, it was unsuccessful.
她还有3次，是子宫，就是孩子没有长在正确的地方。
Three times the child was developing outside the placenta.
所以这个阿姨非常的痛苦。
And so this woman, she's very broken.
我看到她是一个非常非常有名的人。
She's a very famous person.
她真的在这生命当中，她想要的尊荣，想要的荣耀，想要的美貌什么，她都有。
She got so many things, all the glory, all the admiration, all the like people like you want to be her.
可是，在这10年当中，他真的降服在神的面前。
But in the span in these 10 years, she was broken and submitted before God.
他在十年当中这个挣扎，他觉得他这么有才，他什么都有，可是他根本都没有办法，尽到他觉得一个女人最基本的责任。
In these 10 years, she had to realize that she had so much, so many things, but even the most fundamental and basic function as a biological function as a woman, she could not do.
他知道，其实他在神的面前，他根本什么都没有。
She knew that before God, outside of God, she had nothing.
他没有可以夸口的，他不是因为他可以这么的厉害，
It wasn't because she was so talented.
是都是神，都是为了神。
All of it is in God and for God.
如果他，我在想，如果他没有这个经历的话，
I feel that if she didn't have these 10 years,
那他真的可以有很多东西可以夸口。
she would feel reason to be proud.
可是因为他在神的面前深深的被破碎，
But because she was deeply broken before God,
他深深的认识到，他深深的认识到。
she deeply realized.
他也深深的就是降服在神的面前。
And she deeply submitted and was broken before God.
他的心可以真实的归向神，真实的爱神。
Her heart could, from a right position, could love and worship God.
而且他可以使用他的书，而且他可以使用他的电影去给神做美好的工。
And so she used her books and her movie writing to serve God. Thank you. Let me tell you one last thing.
我再跟你讲最后一个要点。
God's promise is an offer, not a guarantee.
神的应许是一个邀请，不是一个保证。
Can I say that one more time?
我可以再说一遍吗？
God's promise is an offer, not a guarantee.
神的应许是一个邀请，不是一个保证。
Did you know that a man named Saul was God's first choice to be king in Israel?
你知道扫罗是神第一个选择，是神的首选人去做以色列的王。
David was not God's first choice.
不是大卫。
I don't know what you heard about David and his heart and his love for God. God didn't choose him first.
我知道，我们都听说哦，大卫王，大卫非常的爱神，他真的对神是非常有真实的心。
God promised King Saul, if you are upright towards me, your God, your children, Saul, will be on the throne in Israel forever.
虽然，可是大卫却不是神的首选人。神跟扫罗说：“如果你在我面前是真的，那你的后代会在以色列做王。
Jesus may have been born through Saul's family.
”耶稣有可能会从扫罗的后代而被神出现。
God, he, Saul, King Saul went to war, and God gave him great victory.
扫罗王在战场上，有非常多的胜利。
When you have a big victory in battle, there's a lot of treasure and animals left over.
当你在战场上胜利时候，会有非常多的动物和宝物留在那里。
And God tested Saul. He said, "You can't touch that."
神考验扫罗，他是跟扫罗说：“你不可以动那些东西。”
But it was too good for King Saul.
可是扫罗的眼中，他看这些东西实在是太好了。
And all the best animals, all the best treasure he took.
所以最好的动物，还有最好的宝物，他都拿了。
And so God tested him and rejected him.
所以神考验了他，后来神拒绝了他做王。
God said, "I feel sorry I chose Saul."
神说他好后悔，他选了扫罗。
God promised me a good girl. and a good marriage.
神应许给我一个好的姑娘，还有一个好的婚姻，美好的。
And I happen to meet Angela.
然后呢，后来我就见到了 Angela。
And I prayed, God, is this okay? Is this the one? Should I pursue her?
然后我向神祷告，神，是他吗？我可以去追求他吗？
And then I spoke with my parents, my spiritual authority and covering.
然后我跟我的父母去商量，因为他们是我的属灵的权柄和遮盖。
And we felt this is in line with God's heart.
然后我们感觉，这个是在，这是神的心意。
And so I pursued her, but God's promise, there is a cost.
所以我就追求他了，可是神的应许，有一个代价要付。
Jesus told me,
耶稣跟我说，
Do you believe that it's from me?
你相信这是从我来的吗？
If you believe it's from me, then you have to trust me.
如果你相信这是从我来的，那你要信靠我。
How? You need to trust God.
你要信靠神。
And so Angela, she's from Toronto.
所以 Angela 她是从多伦多来的。
And some people there, they don't like me.
然后那里有些人好像不是那么喜欢我。
And they would tell her,
然后。
Can you meet some other boys?
然后他们会跟 Angela 说你还是跟其他人吧。
And they would say, I even had a dream once, actually, about that.
我有一次好像都梦见这件事情。
But it was a very accurate dream. But people would say, look at this about him. Look at that about him. He's this, he's that.
其实我这个梦很现实，因为在梦里面，而且在现实生活里面，别人会说：“哦，你看他又这样子啊，然后又这样啊，然后又这样啊。
He's in school. He's studying for longer than the normal time.
”他们会说：“你看他读大学要读那么长时间。
And he doesn't, what is his job right now?
他
How much
有。”
money?
他有工作吗？他有工资吗？他有挣钱吗？
Where does he live?
他住哪里呀？
I lived with my
我那
parents.
时候还在跟我父母住。
All kinds of things.
等等，他们都在说。
He said, My relationship with my parents is good.
他们说，David 跟他父母的关系太好了。
He must be a mama's boy.
他可能是妈妈的
He's
宝，
not
他就是个
dependable.
妈妈的宝。他可能不能依靠，不能依赖他。
They would say all kinds of things about me.
他们会说我各种的东
And
西。
Angela would tell me, and I would be very angry.
然后 Angela 跟我说，然后我就非常的生气。
Or I can say I was very uncomfortable.
或者我可以说我非常的不舒服。
And I would want to say something.
然后我就很想说话。
What? I wanted to say anything. I want to just say something.
我什么都想说，我就是想说一点话。
But
可是，
do you trust me?
你相信神吗？
Do you trust me?
你相信神吗？
And so I had to believe in God.
所以我就要去信靠神。
If this is God, it doesn't matter what people say, God will move.
如果这是神的旨意，那不管别人说什么，神一定会做工。
And I was very unsure because it was very uncomfortable.
可是我非常的不确定，因为那个经历非常的不舒服。
You know, my wife is very beautiful.
我的妻子很美。
She's the most beautiful woman.
她是最美的女人。
Say that normally. Many boys would chase her.
很多男孩子会追她。
at work,
在工作上，
in church,
在教会里，
strangers on the street,
在街上的陌生人，
they will chase her.
他们会去追他，
They all want a piece of my wife, my girlfriend at the time.
他们都想得到我的那时候的女朋友。
And even after everyone knew we were dating,
甚至是别人知道我们在谈恋爱，
people would still message her and ask her to be with them.
他们还会给他发短信，问他说：“哦，你可不可以做我的女朋友
This was very
？”我
uncomfortable.
非常的不舒服。
I work out.
我健身，
I wanted to work out for a reason. Just
我
joking.
有一个原因要去健身。
God taught me to protect. It's time.
神教我要去保护，时间到了。
I'm just joking.
我在开玩笑。
How many of you know God is very fun?
你们谁知道神是非常有趣的？
But God said,
可是神对我说
Do you trust me?
：“你相信我吗？
Do you trust me?
你相信我吗？”
And do you believe that this is from me?
你相信这是从我而来的吗？
And so I had to, and so every time I wanted to say something to have control in this situation.
所以每一次我想说一句话，每一次我想去掌控一下这个现在发生的事情。
Do you know what trusting God meant for me?
你知道信靠神对我来讲是什么意义
It
吗？
meant I had to be quiet.
它就代表我必须要无口不言，是那样说的吗？我不能说话。
If it's from God, then I am her supporter.
如果是从神而来的，那我就要支持 Angela。
And I would tell her, I know you. You should have all the freedom to make the best choice for you.
然后我跟 Angela 说：“我知道你。”她说：“你应该有所有的自由去做对你来讲最好的选择。”
She has to be supported by me in any decision that she should choose for the future.
他做的任何的选择，我都要去支持他。
If I try to control her,
如果我试着去掌控他，
many people do this.
很多人这样做。
If I say to Angela, God told you to be with me.
如果我跟 Angela 说，神说了，你们要在一起，
Listen to me,
听，
woman.
女人们听我说。
If a man tells you God told you to be my wife,
如果一个男人跟你说，神说了你要做我的妻子，
you better run.
你应该跑，
You better run the other way.
你应该跑到另一个方向去。
That man, there's something wrong.
那个男人可能有问题。
If I used God to control her,
如果我使用神去掌控他，
I fail.
那我就失败了。
If I try to control the situation and try to manipulate her to be with me because I want to be understood.
如果我去掌控这个，我去掌控他，我去掌控他，让他跟我在一起，因为我觉得没有被理解，或者因为我觉得不舒服，
Then I fail.
那我失败了，
It's a failure.
是一个失败的经历。
And it was hard.
那时候非常的难。
I felt I was so vulnerable and hurt and by what people were doing and saying.
我那时候感觉好受伤，我觉得好无力。大家说的话，大家做的事情，我觉得让我非常的受伤。
I had no control.
我没有掌控，我没有办法。
I had no control at all.
我任何的办法和掌控都没有。
And it's so hard that I felt depressed.
就是难到我觉得我都忧郁了。
God's promise is an offer, not a guarantee.
神的应许是一个邀请，不是一个保证。
We have to be active.
我们必须要积极的。
We're not meant to sit around and wait for God's promise to fall into our lap.
我们不是就坐在这里等着神的应许掉在我们的身上。
We're not meant to just be saying, God, when? God, how? Why not? Why not yet? When? Why?
我们不是就坐在这里说神什么时候？神为什么？神时间到了没有？神为什么？什么时候？为什么？
If we want God's promise, we can't go home. We can't turn off this video and keep living the same way we were.
如果我们真的要得到神的应许，我们不能机会结束，视频关了，然后继续过我们的老生活。
It's a process. It's not easy.
是一个过程，不简单这个过程。
But we can't keep living the way we were.
可是我们不能一直生活在我们的老模式里面。
We have to allow ourselves to be broken.
我们必须要允许我们自己被破碎。
And we have to engage in order for God's promises.In order for us to enter God's promises.
我们要一直的寻求，一直的努力，一直的积极，去进入到神的应许里面。
Thank you, everybody.
谢谢大家。
I hope you were blessed.
希望你今天被祝福到。